first discussion the Gemara has on the Mishnah, and the Gemara is trying to ascertain what's the reason for the Tekanas Chachamim that the Shliach La'ilocha has to declare upon an effort, and he has to be present when the get is written, when the get is signed. So the Gemara introduces the Din of the Shema. So yesterday, we didn't read the Gemara yet. By way of introduction, yesterday we started discussing this Din of the Shema, that it only exists by these three shtaris, by get isha. It says because of law of Allah Lushma, that's the top Rashi on base on the base. It's put in the Gemara later. And by Shtar Sheikh Rebbe Knaini, the Gemara has on Daftes, Abraisa Bisholas Drochim. Four lines on the bottom of Tes Amadala. Bisholas Drochim, Bisholas Gitanashim, Bisholas Abadim. There are three dinim that get the Isha she has in common. The Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Knaini. So one of the three dinim is that you need b'fan an echtam, b'fan an echtam. Gemara says what it means is that you need ksiva l'shma. And then Shtar Kiddushin is a Gemara in Kiddushin daf yud. Amad Aleph, the Gemara first raises the question whether you need ksiva l'shma or not. This all the Tanaim agree. This in the days of the Tanaim, it was established that the get isha and the Shtar Sheikh Rabbi Knaini need ksiva l'shma. And Reish Lakish in the days of the Amorim raises the question, what's the din of a Shtar Kiddushin, whether it needs ksiva l'shma? Finally comes to the conclusion that yes, that's how we pass from that. Shtar Kiddusha Isha also needs Ksiva Lishma. So yesterday we started to discuss how does this compare to Lishma, let's say, you assume when you bake the matzahs, you have to bake Lishma. When you tie tzitzis, amachloikas, arishainim, what do you need Lishma? The Gemara says you need Lishma when you weave, when you take the wool and you make it into thread. The Tvias Achutim needs Lishma. That's a machloikas in the Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel, and that we pass from that Tvias al Chutim needs a Shema. What about tying on the Chutim on the beggar? So that's a machlokes the Rambam and Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch Machmir that you need Kshiras al Chutim l'Shema. You need, let's say, Ksivas Tfilin l'Shema. We'll have to learn the Gemaras later and get Ksivas Tfilin l'Shema. A lot of things you need l'Shema. So over there you need l'shma to create the chepza of the matzah. It should be labeled as a matzah. The goy makes the matzah, even if he's thinking that this is for the Jewish holiday, the Rishonim say it's not l'shma. Whoever is any of the Torahs cannot create l'shma. The goy may not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Mazel that the women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. Because for many centuries the women used to bake the matzah. So if the women would have been exempt from the mitzvah of matzah, it would have been always considered shalom l'shma. A woman ties tzitzis. So the Rabbi Natam says that it's no good because women are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's Rabbi Natam later, Mem Hamad Beis. Rabbi Natam says that since women are potter from tzitzis, and tying on the chutei tzitzis onto the beggar needs lishma, so if a woman will tie on the chutei tzitzis on the beggar, it's considered shlo lishma. Whoever is any b'toris cannot create lishma. That's how the Gemara says by Anochri. Anochri is going to write a get, and Rebbe Knaini is going to write a get for an isha. So it's by definition a shalom l'shma. Whoever is any b'toris mikidushin cannot create l'shma. Whoever is any b'toris mitzvahs matzah cannot create l'shma. Whoever is any b'toris tzitzis cannot create l'shma. So there's one din of l'shma that you have by tzitzis and by tefillin and by matzah. To create l'shma, that the chepta should be considered a chepta shal matzah, a chepta shal tefillin, a chepta shal tzitzis. Here by the get, and that's one din of l'shma, that it should be considered a get. But that's clearly not the whole story. The Mishnah in the third perek starts off with the din of writing l'shma. And that chavdal and al kol aget shenichtav shalom shum isha is pasul ketzad. So the Mishnah gives you examples. Let's say the following case. Let's say there's a little village and there are 10 Jewish families. 10 couples are married, and the sefer has nothing to do all day long. He already checked everybody's tefillin, he checked all the sefer. He's dying from boredom. So he decides, just in case anyone wants to ever get divorced, he'll have a file for each family. So he writes a get for the first couple, for the second couple, puts away on file. He leaves out the date, let's say. He writes it l'shma, for this husband and for this wife, he writes it l'shma. And then one fine day somebody comes, one of the couples decides they want to get divorced, so he pulls out the file, here it is. I'll just fill in the date. So the Mishnah says that that's not called l'shma. If you don't have tzivui habal in advance, if the husband doesn't authorize the writing of the get, that's not called l'shma. Just because the sefer had a mind lishma, that's not good enough. When they bake the matzahs, they don't have to have a mind who's going to eat the matzahs. When they make the tzitzis, when they make the mezuzah, they don't have to have a mind who's going to use this tzitzis or mezuzah. By getzis, a special din, it's not enough you have in mind which couple it's for. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get.
But the whole thing is shmaya, not the shmaya of the mitzvah. The shmaya is the part of the woman, the one who wants to get divorced.
It's in the shmaya. Right, right, right. That's what we're going to discuss over here. So there is a tesis in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara there in Erevin discusses a little bit the dinim of the shmaya. You think you finish all of Gittin from cover to cover, you think you know where Hilchos Gittin. A couple of Gemaras in Erevin, a couple of Gemaras in Yuma, that don't appear anywhere else in Shas. Mimerchak Tovi Lachma, you gotta know Gan Shas in order to know Gittin. Okay, well, start with Gittin. So there's a Tosis in Erevin, and Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Tosis says that that din in the Mishnah is only with the Rabbanim. The Sefer writes, Lishmo, I mean, the Torah, it's really good. It's only a chumrah mid rabbanim that you need to see by habal. This opinion is not only not accepted, it's not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Totally ignored. We don't accept that lama. We hold that without sibi habal, without the husband authorizing the sofer in advance, it's absolutely not considered lishmo. It doesn't even make a reach haget. Anybody know what a reach haget is? A reach haget is a din. A grusha is not permitted to marry a kohen. What's the definition of a grusha? But he needed a definition. A grusha. A woman who's divorced. It's not about a married coin. So the Mishnah says in the last parak, no, because the Pasuk is strange. Pasuk says, Me'isha grusha me'isha lo yikocha. A woman who is divorced from her husband is not allowed to marry a coin. Of course the woman is divorced from her husband. How else? Just say, a divorced woman, a divorcee, is not allowed to marry a coin. What do you have to write? Me'isha grusha me'isha. So the Tanoim understood from the Pasuk, Isha grusha me'isha. A feel on his garsha ala me'isha. The husband gives his wife a get. He's a meshugana. So he says, Haret megoreshes ben mani v'haret iap ben teres l'shum adam. So what does that mean? It means, I don't want to have to support you anymore. I want to hold on to you, you're my wife, but I don't want to have the obligations to support you. So the Mishnah says that the get is not valid. It's a joke. There's no such get. Nonetheless, the woman is not allowed to marry a kohen. Because the pasuk says, "Ve'isha grusha me'isha, afidulon is garsha ela me'isha." Even though the husband divorced his wife, that he doesn't have to support her anymore, but not that he was megarisha that she's mutaris lehinasi lashuk. So that's enough to asil akuna. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah the last parak says, "Zui recha get." That it smells like a get. It's not a real get. It smells like a get.
How could a kohen marry her anyway?
Because
she's married.
No, let's say now the husband dies. Yeah, of course he can. Or let's say the husband is the kohen. Kohen is married to a woman, and he has a bug in his head of mishagas, and he gives his wife a get. So the Bezin says the get is meaningless, but now he's not allowed to live with his own wife, the kohen, because now his wife is she's a grusha meisha. So now he has to give her a real get. Or if she's not married to a kohen, let's say the husband dies later on, gets a heart attack, he dies, so the dinner she's not permitted to marry a kohen. That's a Mishnah, that's called Reach HaGet. Afidolon is Garsha Ela Meisha. That's a Shailan Din, whether that's a Din de Raisa, Din de Rabbanon. The Rambam quotes that Mishnah, but Reach HaGet, so he writes that it's only a Psul Medi Rabbanon. The Rambam apparently understood that the Mishnah is only an Asmachta. The Drosha from the Pasuk, Vishu Grusha Meisha, is only Asmachta Medi Rabbanon. The Magen Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam that he would have not learned like the Rambam, he would have learned that it's a psul deraisa, that's a real bona fide Rosh Gemura, not an asmachta. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos of the Shagas Aryeh that nobody asked him. But the Reach HaGet is deraisa the Rabbanon. So he says, of course it's deraisa. And he has a whole essay. He doesn't agree with the Rambam. He thinks the Magen Mishnah is correct, that it's a Rosh Gemura deraisa. Reach HaGet is a din deraisa. So we have in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Gemara discussions exactly what cases constitute Reach HaGet. So it says if the husband gave a get to his wife that was not written Lishma, it's not even Reach HaGet. And even if the Sofer had in mind this particular couple, but the Sofer wrote the get without advanced Tzivui HaBal, it's zero. It's garnished min garnished. It's a get posel min HaTorah. The get is batel min HaTorah. We don't even mention that Tosis in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Tosis says that Tzivui HaBal is only needed mid rabbanon. In our Torah, it's really considered ksivu lishma, even without tzivi abal. So that's absolutely not accepted at all. So it's obsessed. So there's something different about the lishma over here. Something different about the lishma. Tosis has two opinions later. There's a famous Tosis whether the sofer who writes the get on behalf of the husband writes as a shliach. Really, the din should be that the husband has to write, but the husband appoints the sofer as a shliach. Or you don't really need shlichas. The only thing you need shlichas for is the nesinus get. The sofer can write the get on behalf of the baal, but you need tzivay abal. Yeah, if you say nid shlichas, then it's pasha. That's what tziva abal means, shlichas. Yeah, you really need. So let's stay with that shita. The ksivas haget has to be done by the husband, and the ability of the sofer to write the get on behalf of the husband is bidin shlichas. But that shows something unusual. Normally, when you have another shtar, so the ksiva of the shtar is simply the hachonas hacheftza with which you're going to make the kinyan. Let's say I'm going to sell you a house with a kinyan shtar. So someone writes the shtar. So that's hachonas hacheftza, and then the mesiras hashtar constitutes the kinyan. Here you say that the ksiva, whenever you need ksiva, the shma, by these three shtaris, by the get ishan, by the shtar right. Kiddushan.
So if the father only say that he has to give it, the other is the possible.
Right.
Part of the get is the fact that you should raise it.
Right. So according to that opinion in Taisvis, you see that it's a composite act of gerushin that consists of ksiva with mesina. We're going to discuss it for a while, okay? Right. So according to the one opinion, you see clearly like that. That ksiva lishma means he's pointing out. According to that, where's that tesis? What do you need? What do you need shlichas for? Chav dalad. No, it's a little before chav dalad. No. Is this big tesis? Chobeis and beis, the big tesis, no? Yeah, I think it's the big tesis, chobeis and beis. The tesis has the two opinions whether you need shlichas or not. So if you say need shlichas, then it's clearly the din of ksiva lishma means that by these three shtaris, the kinyan consists of the two pulis together, the ksiva with the nesina. But the din seems to be that even if you hold that you don't need shlichas for the ksivas haget, and the sefer doesn't write the Torah shaliach, but still we assume that the tzivei habal that's required in advance is min haTorah, so it's still the same. The ksiva with the nesina constitute the gerishin. The ksiva is the haschalos hagerishin. That's what it means. The ksiva is the haschalos hagerishin. That's why I want to mention a few gemaras. Let's see. Gemara Kiddushin and Daf Yud comes to the conclusion, Resh Lakish had the Shaila. So it comes to the conclusion that the Shtar Kiddushin also requires Ksivu Lishma. That's a Yud Amid Aleph. So the Gemara on Yud Amid Beis raises a question. No, it's Daftes, excuse me. Daftes Amid Aleph on the last line, Boy Resh Lakish, whether Shtar Kiddushin needs Ksivu Lishma or not. The whole existence of a shtar kiddushin is based on the makish habayi liyitziyah. So do I say ein hekish la machza? So therefore, the ksivus hashtar kiddushin needs ksivus lishma just like ksivus haget. Or should I say iskish habayi slahadadi just like the kesef kiddushin doesn't have to be made lishma? So the shtar kiddushin doesn't have to be made lishma. So the Gemara has the shaila. Basa de bayahad the pashte. After raising the question, Reish Lakish came to the conclusion that you do need ksivus lishma. Fine. Period. Then the Gemara has a new shayla on the assumption that that is correct, which is the way we assume that a shtar kiddushin needs ksiva lishma. Who has to authorize the sefer to write the shtar kiddushin in advance? By the get or by the shtar shichrur, the baal authorizes the sefer to write the get, and the odon of the eved k'nani authorizes the sefer to write the shtar shichrur eved k'nani, because the din is that the baal can give the get bal korcha of the yisho. And the Yodin can be Mishachar the Eved Bal Korcha. That's more later in the first parak. The Yodin can be Mishachar the Eved Bal Korcha. What about by Kiddushin? You can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. So let's say the boy wants to surprise the girl. He wants to give her a Shtar Kiddushin. Under the chuppah is something special. So instead of giving a boring kiddushin just to give a ring. Harei mikdash libita bazu. He prepares a shtag kiddushin. He didn't tell a girl in advance. He didn't tell a girl in advance that he's going to write the shtag kiddushin. Is that called ksiba l'shma or not? Does ksiba l'shma require that the girl should also have input? Because you need haskama salisha for the kiddushin, so you have to have haskama salisha for the shtar kiddushin. What do you say? No, the baal can authorize the writing of the shtar kiddushin. So we paskin the ksav of the shema v'shalom midaita is no good. That's a machlokes on testament base and kiddushin. Ksav of the shema v'shalom midaita is no good. The girl has to agree. Why? Because just like there's no kiddushin bal korcha shalisha. So you can't have the ksivas hashtag kiddushin bal kocha shalisha. The ksivas hashtag kiddushin is a haskola of the kiddushin shtar. Normally, when you have a kinyan shtar, you sell karka b'shtar, you sell another knaini to someone else b'shtar. So the ksivas hashtar is achonas hachevtsa, and the kinyan consists of the mesiris hashtar. Here, the ksivas is the haskolas hakinyan. The ksivas with the mesira constitute the kinyan. So if the din requires that the kiddushin shtar needs daso isha, you have to have das isha from the outset before the ksivas hashtar.
Let's say at the time of the ksivas hashtar, she's an isha's ish who's about to get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So that would not be a good shtar.
Right. The Gemara calls that a dovah shel abal yoilam. If the din would have been like Rav Meir, who usually loses, if the din would have been like Rav Meir, because he was a super genius, that's why super genius is a good for the world, but not that good. Okay. So if the din would have been like Rav Meir, that you can make a kinyan on the Dovah Shel Bal Yom, so I can give the girl a ring while she's still an Eishes Ish, and say, Harei Mekudeshes Li L'Achas She'Garshech Bailech. So then I can start the procedure of the Shtar Kiddushin also before. But we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin that Ein Onam Makdan Dovah Shel Bal Yom. Cannot make Kiddushin on the Dovah Shel Bal Yom. So you cannot write the Shtar Kiddushin before she's divorced. We'll have to talk about that. Where does the requirement for Sheamus come in? There's a Mishnah later on, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that says that there's a din when you write a get, you have to write the names of the husband and the wife. So we'll have to discuss that soon. After we finish Lishma, we'll have to discuss whether the Sheamus is included in the din of Lishma or not. It's not, has nothing to do with Lishma. It's a different din.
Secret.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss. So that's what you see from these Gemaras, that the definition of the Shema is not only like by Matzah and like by Tzitzis, that you need Asiyah L'Shema, that it should be labeled as such and such a Chepza. No. The Haskolas HaGerishin, the Shema means that the Ksivas HaGet is the Haskolas HaGerishin. Take for example, there is a Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil, the top Mishnah and Pei Aleph and Aleph. The two Mishnahs and Pei Aleph and Aleph. So the Mishnah, the top Mishnah, quotes a machlokes b'shama and b'shilel. What's the din? A man is a kohen, and he decides one fine day to divorce his wife. So he writes a get, and then he changes his mind, and he never delivers the get. So b'shama, I say, that's it. He's already not allowed to live with his wife. It's already a reach a get. Kasev legavish es hishta v'nimlach. He wrote a get, and he changes his mind. B'shama yamim psalam and akuna. Finished. If he's a kohen, he has to give her the get because he's not allowed to live with her anymore. That's already a reach haget because the ksivas haget is the haskolas hagerishin. So it's already called isha grusha miyusha. It's not a full grusha. Maybe bishama is midirabonon. Maybe even if you hold the reach haget as a dim in our Torah, like the shagasari is a magadishna, then maybe this is only midirabonon. But you see where bishama is getting it from, that the ksivas haget is the haskolas hagerishin. The Silla Lomim, Alpha Pish, and his son Allah, they still disagree. They say not only is the din that if he only did Ksivis Haget, that it's not, she's not a Grusha Lekoin, even if he actually gave her the get, but he gave the get ala Tanai on the condition, whatever, that it snows tomorrow. And it happens that it doesn't snow tomorrow. It's not winter time, it's summertime. So it doesn't snow tomorrow. So the get becomes bottled because it's Bitl Atanai, it's not Kiyim Atanai. So that's also like Psalam and Akuna. That's not called even a Sinas Haget. If the get is not Chal at all, so that's not called the Reach Haget. So Ksivas Haget for sure is not a problem. Why doesn't Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that the Ksivas the Haskolas HaGerish? And so they probably do agree Ksivas Haskolas HaGerish. But Ksivas only the Haskola if Lebesof he ultimately gives over the get. But if he wrote a get and he never gives it, he rips it up. So then it's a Gloy Moshe Lamafrei. It wasn't Haskolas HaGerish. If he would have delivered that get, then it would have been a Haskolas HaGerish. So Beis Shammai clearly is based on that. And the Pashtus Beis Hillel don't disagree with this part of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, I'm asking, if you write a get and you give it, then it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that the Tchilos HaGerishin began from the Shas Ksivas HaGet.
Why isn't this a
Rashi?
Why is it worse
than the Tzir HaGet versus HaRea? There the get is Chal ben HaGet it is. The get is Chal ben Mikzah. Get is not chal to be matal ashur. He gave the get, and so the get is chal ben get too. Haret megoresh is many.
Even though haret megoresh the paladam is good for shal get.
Yep. So it's not chal. Or either that's a shaila. How you learn the gemara? Whether even if you hold this at din d'oraisa, it could be that get is chal ben get to kohuna. Or you say it's a ma'aseh gerushin without a chalos gerushin. That's how they usually say in the shivas. That the reach haget is a din. You have a ma'aseh gerushin without a chalos gerushin. But if you do a ma'aseh ala tanai, I give a get on a condition that snows tomorrow, doesn't snow. So not only do you say that the get was not chal, you say it's not even a ma'aseh gerushin. The ma'aseh gerushin was ala tanai. So it's neither. It's not chal at all, and it's not even a ma'aseh gerushin.
So
what happens in the ksiva and the scene? What happens? Is it
Ramafreya
that he's
asked to
be with her? If she's
Mizana,
is she not
that?
I mean, like, what's that?
No. Mizana, she's Chai Misa up until the Shas Mesiris HaGet. He's not allowed to live with her. That is correct. That's Taka Din of Get Yoshon. The Mishnah has a din that a man is not allowed, where's the Mishnah? A man is not allowed to marry his wife, divorce his wife with a Get Yoshon. That's also Ayin Tesam Beis. Again, two Mishnahs and Ayin Tesam Beis. So the first Mishnah and Ayin Tesam Beis, right in the middle of the Yom, is called to Machlek is Bisham and Bisilo. So we pass on like Bisilo. You're not allowed to give a get Yoshon. Vezu get Yoshon, an old get. What's an old get? An old stale get. So the Mishnah explains, if he wrote a get and he lived with his wife, they were living together before he gave it a get. Kol shen is yachad ima, me'achar shekzov oylo. So what's wrong with giving a get Yoshon? So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why. What happens? He's living with his wife after he wrote the get, and then what happens if she becomes pregnant from that time that they were together, and it has a day from before that time, so the people, when the baby's born, they'll calculate back 9 months earlier, and they'll come to the realization that they'll think that he had already divorced his wife before he was living with her. The child will not be a mamzer, but it's in America, by the goyim, it's considered illegitimate. A child that's born out of wedlock. He wasn't married to his wife at the time she became pregnant. He already gave her a get before. Truth of the matter is he only wrote the get before, and he gave the get after they were together. So everything is at the Gemara. So the Gemara said, because of this concern that there shouldn't be moitzi laws on the baby, Shemba Yom Regita Kaidim Lebna, that he divorced his wife first and then she became pregnant afterwards. Some of the Rabbanim, they made such a din that you're not allowed to be Megarish with a get Yoshon. What's a din b'di'evit if you were Megarish with a get Yoshon? So the Gemara says there are two versions, and we pass kind of like the Ika de Amri, that's on Ayin Tesan, the Ika de Amri, the second version of Shmuel is, Amr Abba, Amr Shmuel, Im Nizgar Shetinosi Lahatchila, B'dieved, if he already divorced his wife at the Get Yoshon, so B'dieved, it's good. So the Gemara points out later that the Mishnah has a list of situations where a man divorced his wife here on Pevov and Aleph, there's a Mishnah. Shalosh Yigitim Sulam Im Nisus Havlad Koshim. We're going to bump into this very soon. This is on Gimel Amud Beis. This is quoted in the beginning of the Masechta. So the Mishnah gives you cases where Min HaTorah the get is kosher, and Min HaRabbanan the get is possum. So what's the din if you have a get that's kosher Min HaTorah possum with the Rabbanan? So how far do you go with the psul Min HaRabbanan? So the Mishnah says, in this is Havlat kosher. If she went and she remarried with this get that's kosher Min HaTorah and possum with the Rabbanan, and then she has children from the second marriage, we will not declare that the children are mamzer. One could have perhaps thought that we go all the way. We make a din mederabbanan. The get is pasim mederabbanan. So mederabbanan, she's an eshes ish, she's in, so the child should be a mamza. The Mishnah says the chumra mederabbanan doesn't go that far. And this is avlad kosher. But it doesn't mean him, this is like teitze. It doesn't mean that she doesn't have to get another get. No, that's beferish. If he divorced his wife, sometimes you have a din mederabbanan lechatchila, it's not good, but b'riyebet it's good. Here the Mishnah doesn't mean to say that lechatchila the shloshe gitten psulim mederabbanan, but b'riyebet it's kosher. No, it doesn't mean b'riyebet it's kosher. It's not good lechatchila, it's not good b'riyebet. But b'riyebet, if she had a child from the second husband, then we're not going to declare that havlad mamzer. And we're not going to declare teitze. Usually there's a din, let's say an eshes ish as insult. Let's say the husband gave his wife a get, and the Rabbanim look at the get, they say the get is kosher min hatorah, it's pasul min derabbanan, so you're not allowed to remarry. She says, I don't care, kosher min hatorah is good enough for me. And she goes and she lives, she goes to a conservative rabbi, he'll marry her. So she marries the second husband. So we should really declare that there's a din of eshes ish as insult. Asaita, asur lebaila, asur leboil, asur lebaal. So we should say, even if the husband will give her another get, that'll be kosher, even with the Rabbanon, she's not allowed now to live with the second husband. She should be asaita, asur leboil. So the din is at loy teitze. That's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether teitze or loy teitze. I think we pass on loy teitze. What does it mean, loy teitze? It doesn't mean, but he ever the get is good. No, she's not allowed to live with the second husband until the first husband gives her another get. But if she did live with the second husband, we don't declare that she's a saita asur lebaal basa. Even if she knew, they told her in advance, the get is no good with the rabbanon, so don't you dare remarry. If she doesn't care, she goes and she violates the azhara that the rabbanon give her, so she should be with the rabbanon, a saita asur lebaal. So we say, this is leiteitze, and we say, havlad kosha. So the Gemara points out that the Mishnah and Ayin Tes on the base that we pass on like this Hillel, that there's a din of Get Yoshan doesn't appear in this list on Pevav and Menalev, this famous Mishnah Shloshe Gittin Sulim Nisa Vlad Kosher, the three Gittin that are possum of the Rabbanon. But we don't go that far, we don't go so far to declare that Avlad Mamza, we don't go so far to say that she's a Sota Asur Al Aboil, we just go so far to say she needs another get. Until she gets another get, she's not allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says, "V'sulek of ha'ika get yoshan." How come the Mishnah doesn't list stuff? Abod get v'sulim. There's another case of the get that's kashman antar pasim the rabbanon, where the get was written and the husband is living with his wife before he gives her the get. So she's saying such a case that it's pasim the rabbanon. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but it's not the same as this. The psul of get yoshan is only lahatchila. Lahatchila shouldn't give such a get. However, in this garsha." If they already gave the get, she's allowed to remarry lachatchila. By these three gittin, it's not that lachatchila shouldn't give it mid rabbana b'riyevet, it's good. It's not good even b'riyevet. He has to give another get. She's not allowed to live with someone else until her husband gives her a second get. But we don't go that far to declare that she should be teitze, she should be asur leboil. We should declare she's a saita mid rabbana. We don't go so far to declare that the vlad is a mamza mid rabbana from the second husband. That we don't say. So what kind of a din is this, that the get yoshin is only loit tizgaresh b'silol oisrin? It doesn't say b'silol paislin. B'shama yomim poiter adem esishta the get yoshin. B'shama says it's permissible to give a get yoshin. You're permitted to divorce your wife with a get, even though the get was written a while ago and he was living with his wife before he gives her the get. It doesn't pass all again. Beisilal oisrim. Why does it say oisrim? It should say beisilal poislim. So you see, it's not a psul. They never declared that a get yoshin is a psul with the rabbanon. They just said oisrim lachatchila. You're not allowed to be megarsh with such a get. But he yevid in his garsha tinase. That's the maskonas haGemara. So that's what the Gemara points out on Peivav and Menal. How come the Mishnah only lists off shloshi get psulim? Why doesn't it list off the fourth get that's also a possum of the Rabbanon, the get Yoshin? So the Gemara said, because it's not the same as the other three. The other three, even if Nisis, even if she remarries, she's still not allowed to live with the second husband. She needs another get from the first husband. Even if she has 12 children from the second husband, she still needs a get from the first husband. Even B'riyevit, she still needs a get from the first husband. As opposed to get Yoshin, that's only a din l'chatchila. It's not that mid the Rabbanon, they never said the get is possum. They said oisrin. They say, "Well, oisrim, you're not letting him garish, but you get yoshim." Why? Why is it different? Why do they have to make so many dinim? The rabbanon, each one is different from the other. Why don't they make all four the same? The Shloshi Git Misulin Midirabbanan. They should make Get Yoshin as possible Midirabbanan. Why do they make such a thing? So the answer is, that's what someone just raised before. The answer is, the Ksivas HaGet is the Haskolos HaGerishin. So the husband no longer has a heter to live with his wife. You're not allowed to live with a woman unless you're married to her. So once you do the Ksivas HaGet, so he's already not allowed to live with his wife. If he gives a get, so far, what are you going to say? The get is no good. They never declared the get is no good. They said, you better not be megarish with that get, because if you're going to give over this get, it'll turn out a gloy milsma afreya, the haskolas agarish and began from the shas haksiva. So what were you living with your wife if she's half divorced already? But if you rip up this get and you write a different get, so that's what Basilil said on the other Mishnah. Basilil said, if you write it, if the Kohen writes a get for his wife and then he rips it up, so then it's, you don't say it's a haskolos agerishin. If he, the ksivas aget shebohu megarish, the get that I wrote, and I ultimately divorced my wife with that get, so from the time of ksivas aget, that's considered haskolos agerishin. But if I rip up the get, I write a get and I rip it up, I never deliver it, so then it's not a haskolos agerishin. That's exactly what Basilil disagreed with Beis Shammai, that if the Baal wrote a get for his wife, where was that Mishnah? And Pei Aleph and Med Aleph on the top line. The Baal wrote a get for his wife, and then he never gives it. So the Shammai say, writing a get is already Tchilas HaGerishin, she's already Areach HaGet. Maybe Menatora, maybe Midrabbanan, I don't know, but it doesn't make a difference. We don't pass like Bishamai anyway, we pass like Basilil. What if Basilil disagree? They say, if you never deliver the get, then it's not called the Haskolos HaGerishin. So that's what the din of Get Yoshen is, on Ayin Testament base. Get Yoshen is not that it's a psul midirabbanan, and the other three shloshi git psulim are very psul, and this is only a little bit psul. No, not levels in psul. When you have a get that's psul midirabbanan, so the formula appears on Pei Vav and Aleph. The get is no good, you have to give another get, even 25 days later, you still need another get. The Vlad is not a mamzoi paskin, and we don't say she's a soita asur lebailu. Since Minat Torah, she's it was a good get, it's only not good midirabbanan, so she doesn't become a surah laboil. And this is loitetze. We don't say she has to get divorced from the second husband because she's a soita surah laboil, but she still needs a second get. So that's the formula for a get, that's kosher minatara pasal midirabbanan. But by the get yoshan, Basilil never said that it's pasal midirabbanan. They said Basilil oisrim. Basilil says it's osir, it's forbidden to give such a get. Why? If you give the get, then it's going to turn out the haskolos agerishin was from then on. So what did you violate? Habo'al apnuya. But if you gave the get, so you violated. There's no way to undo it. So you violated that there. There's nothing to undo. So you see, even these mishnayos also like that, the pashtas, that the ksivas aget, that's what ksivas lishma means. The ksivas aget constitutes the haskolos agerishin. The Gemara says once the husband made up his mind that he's going to divorce his wife, the Gemara only has like this: if the husband made up his mind he's going to divorce his wife and he didn't tell her yet, so he's using her, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei: Al tachrish al reyecho ro'o hu yoshev lavetach itko. If you have your wife thinks that it's a lovey-dovey marriage and she's making a breakfast, lunch, and supper and she's very nice to you, she's acting like a wife, and you're plotting to divorce her. So you're going to use her, you're going to sleep with her, and she doesn't realize that you plan to divorce her. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Al tachrish al reyecho ro, you're not allowed to plot evil against your wife. She doesn't know. What I remember, I was once in Eretz Yisrael. So a fella came over to me in Beis Medrash, Hata Shaila. He was embarrassed. He asked the Rabbanan. He tells me he made up already with his wife, they're going to get divorced. And they went to the Bezin to take care of the get. And the Bezin has such a backlog of people who wanted to get divorced. This was in Kiryat Arba 28 years ago. They had such a list of people who want to get divorced. They told him, come back in 3 weeks. So he and his wife both know they're going to get divorced. So they both know that. He's not plotting anything on his wife. He wanted to know, are they allowed to be together? She went to the mikveh. Are they allowed to be together? Or do you say, no, it's asa? Since they plan to get divorced, so it's already asa. It's a good child. I didn't find in any of the pasukim that they discuss it. I don't know. The Gemara only has, if I plan to divorce my wife and she doesn't know. That's how the pasuk is in Mishlei. Al tachrish al reyacha rov, hu yoshev lavet tachitcha. Now there are more Gemaras where you see that this is the case, that the ksivas haget is a haskala sagerish. And take for example, yeah, exactly, right. And Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, there's a Mishnah that the Chachamim made a takana the Rabbanan that you have to write zman in again. And that's the Gemara. The last two lines on adapting. Gemara asked, "Neimat tikdu zman begitten." What motivated the Chachamim? What motivated the Tanoim to make this takana the Rabbanan? So Gemara said beferish that it's only a takana the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, a get would be good without zman. That's the famous kashan that the Nemukah Yosef asks. How can a get be good menator without zman? A get is the Hagodah Seidus. A get, if you have signatures on the bottom, that's a Hagodah Seidus. A Hagodah Seidus always needs Risha v'chakira. Echadin imamis v'echadin in the foshes b'drisha v'chakira. So how can you be mekabalatus without zman? That's the famous kasha of the Nemukah Yosef. The Nemukah Yosef gives a teretz. Rav Chaim is not happy with his teretz. Rav Chaim thinks that he ripped it up. He thinks that he shlugged up the Nemukah Yosef's teretz, and he gives his own teretz. We'll have to, when we learn some more Gemara, we'll have to discuss. But that's what it says, black on white in the Gemara, that the takana, the need for zman and the get, is only a takana de rabbana. So the Gemara wants to know, why did they invent the takana de rabbana? Why did they change the din de raisa? If on the level of the raisa, get is good without zman, so for what good reason did the rabbis introduce the need for zman? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, the Tana, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, in the Mishnah, we know what his reason is. The Amoraim had a machlokes, Aliba de Chachamim. But according to the Tana, Reb Shimon, and the Mishnah, we know what it is. The Mishnah has the following din. What if the get was Nechtav Bayom, the Nechtam Balailo? The get was written Bayom, and they wrote the date of the Yom. The Edom didn't get to sign it until Laila. So at the time the Edom sign it, it has the wrong Zman. It has the Zman from yesterday, before the Shkiyah. So is that good or not? So the Chacham hold that it's no good. That's a get mukdam. It has the wrong Zman. And I tell you, you don't need any Zman. But with the Rabbanim, you need Zman. So it doesn't have the correct Zman. It has an earlier Zman than the Chasima. Reb Shimon says that it's good the way it is. Reb Shimon machshim. Shoyer Reb Shimon Omer. Kol agitnu shenichtav bayom. Enechtam abalayla. Psulim chutz migitin oshim. Other stars would be no good. Aksuba would be no good if it's nichtav bayom enechtam abalayla. But a get isha is good. So the Gemara wants to know my time is Reb Shimon on the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Why does Reb Shimon say that a get is good? He says kol hashtaris, any other star in the world that's nichta bayom and echtem alayla is possible because it has the wrong zman except for get isha. So the Gemara has on the last four lines on Yud Ches Amud Aleph the Mishnah and the Gemara that they made the takon of zman begitnes on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the last few lines. And on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the last four lines, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, my time at the Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon say that Nichta Bayom and Echtem Alayla is good? So the Gemara said, because Reb Shimon holds that the reason, what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a need for Zman and a Get. So he holds that the reason for the Takana de Rabbana was Mishum Peris. That calls Zman, the couple is married, so the Baal is entitled to Peris Nichsim Aluv. And the minute they get divorced, so the husband is no longer the husband, so he's no longer entitled to Peres Nifsim Aluv. So if you're going to give a get without his man, so you're not going to know. Let's say the wife, I married a girl who is a wealthy girl, and she owns a lot of apartment buildings. So Kolzman, that we're married, I'm entitled to Peres Nifsim Aluv, so I collect all the rent. That's an awful lot of money. The minute that I get divorced, I'm not entitled to Peres Nifsim Aluv. She's entitled to collect the rent. So I'm in our Torah, the get is good without a zman. So it's not a smart thing. You won't know later on. There's going to be a fight between the husband and the wife. She's going to say the get was given a month earlier, and I'm entitled to the $1 million of rent for this month. And the husband will say, no, the get was given later, and I'm entitled to the Peres Nichsim Aluv for the month. So made the takana the rabbanan, put this man in the get. And the fighting, so we'll know when the cutoff point is. Up until that zman, he was entitled to Peres Nichsim Aluv, and after that zman, no longer entitled. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, that's how Rav explains, number one, the reason why they institute his man begitten is Mishum Peres, and number two, Kasav Reb Shimon, Kevin Shanasan Enev Lagarsha, Shuvain La Peres. Once he made up his mind, he's going to divorce her, even though before he gave the get, even though he didn't give the get yet. Once he made up his mind, Nasan Ein of Lagarsha, Shuv Ein La Peres. He's not entitled to Peres Nichsim Aluv. So it does mean Nasan Ein of Lagarsha. Let's say he made up his mind a month ago, he's going to divorce his wife. But it took a month till I came to the Bezdin. The Bezdin was so busy with so many people getting divorced. Some are busy with other things. Some of the people are getting married also. So so if he doesn't get the right to get till a month later, that's not called Nosan Enem Lagashin. Nosan Enem Lagashin means Mishas Ksivis Aget. The Ksivis Aget is the Haskolos Agerishin. So once you have Haskolos Agerishin, even though it didn't have the Gemara yet, the Gemara is the Mesiris Aget. Once you add Haskolos Agerishin, so then he's, Reb Shimon's opinion is that he's already not entitled to Peres Nechsim Adol. The other Tanoim disagree. They hold not so. They hold he's still entitled to the Peres Nechsim Adol until the Nesinus Aget. Reb Shimon holds Kimishanos and Enev Legarsha Shuv Ein Loi Peres. And that's what the Gemara has a discussion. That's on the last four lines on Yud Ches Amid Aleph. So the Gemara earlier on the Daf, six lines from the top of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, the Gemara has what he mentioned before. Itmar me'ema saimoinim leget. There is a din of havchana. The Achronim say it's only midirabbanim. Pnei Yeshua in Shulchan Aruch, the Pesach Yeshua quotes Pnei Yeshua and Gittin that it's only a din midirabbanim that when a woman gets divorced, she's not permitted to remarry for 92 days. 90 tzadik yom, tzadik beis yom. It's 90 full days. Plus the day on which the get was given, plus the day on which he wants to get married. So you have to wait 90 full days, plus another 2 days. The day of the get, and the day on which he gets married. Tzadik Beis Yom. Why is this? Kedei lahavchin, bin zera shel rishon lezera shel sheni. You want to know who the father of the child is. If the woman will get divorced today and remarry, and then she'll become pregnant right away, so she'll have a baby. So you don't know whether the father of the baby was the first husband and the second husband. Nafkemina. If he's a Levi, nafkamina, the first husband is a Kohen, second husband is not a Kohen, first husband is a Levi, second husband is a Levi, whatever. So you want to know. Or the second husband is a Kohen, you want to know if the baby is a Cholol or not. If she's a Grushin, she married a Kohen, then the baby from the second husband will be a Cholol. But if the baby's from the first husband, why should it be a Cholol? The first husband was a Kohen, so the baby will be a Kohen, it won't be a Cholol. And nafkamina for Yerusha. Who does the Yarshin, the first husband of the Yarshin, for Avelus, when he dies, who has to sit Shiva? The brothers from the first marriage, brothers from the second marriage. Okay, you got to figure out a lot of dinim. So the Gemara, so the Tanaim records such a din in Yavamis, middle of Yavamis, that a woman whose husband died or who divorced her, the woman is either Raman or Grusha, has to wait Havchana. You have to wait 3 months of Havchana. The Gemara has a machlokes. Is there a need for havchana by a giyuris also? That a woman who converts should have to wait 92 days in order to know if she'll become pregnant right away, in order to know whether this child was her rasa b'leidasa b'gdusha, maybe she was already pregnant before she converted, and the baby will be her rasa shala b'gdusha b'leidasa b'gdusha. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin, you do need havchana. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. We pass and you need havchana even by giyuris, but by yeshus ish that's not a machlokes. That's all the Tanaim agree that you have to have havchana. So the Gemara says there in Yevamos, what if the woman is 85 years old? You know, and I know, we all know she's not pregnant. What if the husband was sick in the hospital the last year? He was in intensive care unit. She's not pregnant from the husband. What if she was sick in the hospital? What if they were separated for the last year? What if he was in prison? She was in prison. What if the Gemara gives a case? Then the Gemara says, what if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he tells us that the woman is not pregnant? So the Gemara, even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes and says the woman is not pregnant, even if he's a Zok and she's a Skena, even if Eliyahu HaNavi comes, you still have to wait Shlosha Chadosh. So the Pashto says that it's a Loiplug, that there's a Loiplug Rabbanim. They required Havchana, Kedei Lahavchim, in Zavash Alvishim, in Zavash Alsheni. That's the reason for the Takana, the Rabbanim. But the Takana der Rabbanan applies even in situations where the reason does not apply. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara in Yevamos. So now the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What's the din? The husband wrote a get, and then he doesn't deliver the get till half a year later, 6 months later. Was he living with his wife in between? We hope not. If he's living with his wife, it's not Haget Yoshin. And Beisil say you're not allowed to, Beisil Oisrim, you're not permitted to be Megarish, we get Yoshin. So we assume that he's following the din. If he's divorcing his wife at this get, he was not living with his wife in between. So the Gemara now has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. He wrote a get 6 months ago and he delivers the get today. And he clearly wasn't living with his wife, because we tell him in advance, if you were living with your wife, then you're not allowed to be Megarish. But this guy said they weren't living together. They were separated for the whole half a year. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether you have to wait havchana from the time that he gives the get, or you start counting havchana from the time that the get was written. So it doesn't make any sense. How can you say you count havchana from the time the get was written? But it's the chaloy plug rabbanon. Even if he's a zakin, she's a skena, even if he was in prison, she was in prison, he was sick, she was sick, they were separated. The Gemara, hafili yavel yo, even if you know about dois, the woman is not pregnant. The Gemara says, nivam is they made a loy plug rabbanon, machlokes satanoy. We pass like the Tanoim that it's a loy plug. Then under all circumstances, you have to wait shlosh chadosh. Machlokes in the Mishnah in Yevamos, whether it's a loy plug or not. So we pass and it's a loy plug. So how do you have all of a sudden the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, what he count, whether you count from the Shas Ksivis Aget, or you count from the Shas Nesinis Aget. And many Rishonim have the Girsa like we have in the Gemara. We have right smack in the middle of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, you have a tiny letter base. It says, V'Hilchas Amishas Ksivah. That's the way it says in our editions of the Gemara. Hilchas Amishas Ksivah, you count the 3 months from the time that he wrote the get. You don't have to count 3 months from the time that he gave the get. You count the 3 months from the time he wrote the get. We don't pass them like that. The Rosh and the other Vishana quote, there were other girsas that it says Fakir, Hilchas Amishas Nesina. But there was a machloikis amarayim, and half of the Rishonim had the gears in the Gemara Hilchas Amishas Ksiva. So the Achrayim asked, how can it be? But what happened to the Loy Plug Rabbanon? So that's what they answer. Why does this appear here in Gittin Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph? It belongs in Yevamos. That's where it is, Taka. It says Yevamos Man Beis. The same machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Yevamos. But why did the Gemara repeat it over here in Gittin? What is it? We're not talking about Habchan over here. We're talking about Jman de Gittin. The answer is the Mishkan HaSankev. So the Pisrei Tshuva and Eben Ezra quotes the Mishkan HaSankev. The answer is that on this daf they quoted Reb Shimon's opinion, the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Baichai says that if the get is written by Yom and signed by Laila, it's good. Other stories is no good because it's the wrong Zman. But Getish is the one exception to the rule, because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Reb Shimon's opinion is that the reason why you have to write this Man Begitin is because it's a Takana Rabbana. And the reason why they require it is because of Paris. We want to know what's the cutoff point. Until that point, the Baal is entitled to Paris Nechsim Aluk, and after that not. So Reb Shimon holds the Baal forfeits the Paris Nechsim Aluk, Kimishinasa and Enev Lagarsha, Shubayin La Paris. So it doesn't mean Nasa and Enev Lagarsha, he plans to divorce his wife. No. Let's say he planned already 6 months to divorce his wife, and he told them they're separated. That doesn't matter. Nosan en legarsha means he wrote the get, because the ksivis haget is considered the hascholos hagerishim. So even though we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion by the peiris, the Gemara quotes, half of the amarayim accepted when he get to the hafchana. You're right, it's a loy plug rabbanon. Even if Eliyahu Navi comes and he tells us the woman is not pregnant, you still have to wait hafchana. But once he gave her the get, so you start counting Avchana. So this is the Machloika Samaraim. Even if you didn't give the get yet, but you wrote the get, no, the Ksivis HaGet constitutes the Hascholos HaGerishin. It's not that we disagree with Reb Shimon on the premise. We disagree on the details over here. We're masking with what he said. The Ksivis HaGet is the Hascholos HaGerishin. But since it's the Hascholos HaGerishin, so I must pick. And because it's Hascholos HaGerishin, that's why Basilos say there's a din of get yoshan, that oisrim, that you on ayin tes on the base, you're not permitted to be megarish with a get yoshan, because it's going to turn out if he gave the get yoshan, if he lived with her in between ksiv and asina, so tinasa in this garshi tinasa is mutal chatchila. You won't accomplish anything by giving another get. The first get was kashim and atar kashim and the rabbanon. They never declared that a get yoshan is possible with the rabbanon. They just said oisrim, you're not allowed to be megarish with a get yoshan because it's going to turn out that you are Boal Apnuya, because the Hascholos HaGerishin already occurred. Yishas Ksivis HaGet. So that's what the Mishkan HaSyayin explains, why the Gemara quoted this Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel about counting the Shlosh HaChotche Havchana Yishas Ksivis HaGet in Gittin Daf Yud Ches. What's the Keshe? So he says it's apropos to the Reb Shimon. We're in the middle of this Sugya. So the Gemara already quoted Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, Yud Ches Amin Aleph. In between, the Gemara quotes this. It's all based on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, Kiva Shanas and Enev Lagarsha, once he already did the Ksivis HaGet, that's the Haskalos HaGerishin. So he already loses Paris. So that Reb Shimon Shita we don't accept. So here for the Amoraim say, but this we do accept. Nishas Ksivis Haget is Chaskalos Hagerishin, and he's also Lava Alishto, so that's why you have a right to count. It's not Aloy Plu. The Chaskalos Hagerishin already began, so that's why you have a right to count the Havchana for Nishas Ksivis Haget. That's where Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. There was a rabbi in Brooklyn, hung on by shingle, Orthodox rabbi. He does performs marriages and divorces. So a woman came, she wanted to get a get. So he said, no problem. So he wrote a get, and he gave her the get. The husband wasn't there, a faker. He charged her a couple of $100, and he gave her a get, and he gave her a tour. She's allowed to be married. So she's looking for a shidduch, finally got someone, she's ready to get married, then she finds out this guy was a charlatan. That's not a get. The husband has to authorize a get. They already set a date for the wedding. So finally they track down the first husband, they convinced him he should give a get. But you don't have 92 days. She's getting married next week already. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva that it's okay. You don't have to wait 92 days. Why? He says Milsa de la Shchicha. No, but he says your argument. He says, why did the Gemara say Afilu Hu Zaken Behis Kena Hu Chayla Behi Chayla Hu Yoshev Bebeis Hasan Hu Yoshev Bebeis Hasan? Why give 16 different things? Afilu Yov Eli Yo 16 different things. Let the Gemara say it's a light flicker up on it. So I say, you see from the Gemara that it's not a light flicker. That's Rav Moshe. See from the Gemara it's not a light flicker. Okay, so Taina Ramosh is true. But that's what he writes. He thinks that you see from the Gemara's Lashon that it's not a light plug. Because it's not a light plug, so this case is further. Yeah, Eliyahu now he comes and he says the woman is not pregnant. That's common every day. That's a Musa Deshlicha. But there should be a charlatan rabbi who should give that. That's Musa Deshlicha. I don't know. That's Musa Deshlicha. I would have thought Eliyahu not becoming should be also Musa Deshlicha. I don't know. That's the question. How do you read the Gemara then? There is another Mishnah. A lot of Mishnah is here. What material do you write to get done? You test on an aleph. The middle of the Mishnah, there's only one Mishnah on you test on an aleph. The middle of the Mishnah, by the tiny letter base. There is no requirement that you have to write the get on parchment. In fact, our practice is that we do not write on parchment. For many generations, for many centuries, the practice used to be that they wrote a get on parchment. And then the Jewish people simply couldn't afford it. It was too expensive. So they started writing on paper. And then when they became wealthier, so they wanted to go back to start writing on parchment again. So the Rabbanim said, no. G'day shalom l'hotzi l'azal git no rishayna. No one should cast aspersions on the gittin that were written during that period of time that the Jews couldn't afford it. And they wrote gittin on paper. So we don't want anybody to think that a get on paper is no good. So that's our meaning now. You write a get on paper. We write on thick paper. But it's not really parchment. The word sefer usually means parchment. Because of HaKlein HaSa'ol HaSa'ilah Ba Sefer, by the Megillah HaSa'ita, sefer usually means parchment. So the Gemara raised the question over here. It says, because of HaLa Sefer Krisus, so why don't you require parchment? How can the Mishnah say ala kol kosvim, ala shel zayis, on a leaf, on a horn of a cow, on a yad ho eved, gonna tattoo a get on the eved's arm and give it the whole eved? How can you say that anything and everything is good on a piece of metal, on a piece of wood? Why don't you insist that has to be davka parchment? So the Gemara says no. If it would have said in the Chumash, the cost of a law basefer. Like it says, because of a kind of sahala sailor, ba sefer. So ba sefer means on parchment. So if it would have said ba sefer, so it would have meant that a get has to be written on parchment. It doesn't say ba sefer. Since it says sefer krisus, where's the Gemara? somewhere over here. The Gemara says that if it would have been written by Sefer, that it would have meant that parchment. Now that it says Sefer Krisus, that doesn't mean parchment. It just means Sfiras Dvarim. The Sfiras Dvarim Hudios. Just means you have to write a text of it again. So anything is good. So the Mishnah gives two funny examples. He writes the get on a Keren Shel Para. He gives her the whole cow. The get is only written on the horn. Or he writes the get al Yad Shel Eved on the arm of an Eved. He tattoos on the arm of the Eved. He gives her the whole Eved. So the Gemara asks the question, why does he have to give her the whole cow? The Gemara on the last line of Chafal Femenal. If he wrote the get on the arm of the Eved, he has to give her the whole Eved. He can't chop off the Eved's arm and give her an arm. He's a human being. Bishleimi adi eved loyefshel mekatzie. The Gemara has on the top line of Chafal Fem Beis. You're not allowed to cut off the arm of the Eved. What is it? Meshuga. Ela keren shel para. Why does the Mishnah say v'noisen lo esa para? Let it just say ela keren shel para. Why does it have to tell me I have to give the whole para? It sounds like if I cut off the keren shel para and I give it to Karen, it's no good. Drag the more lekatzie v'leisvala. Let him cut off the keren shel para. People do that. Let him cut off the Karen Shel Para and give her the Karen. Why does it say Benoisin Lo Eskola Para? And for the Gemara, there's a Din HaMechusa Maisa. The answer is, that would be no good. If you write the get on a Karen Shel Para and you cut off the Karen, you only give the Karen, that would be puzzle. On Makra B'Kosa B'Nosan Lo, you need a Tziruf between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Mishayin HaMechusa El Ksiva O Nesina. After the ksiva, this next thing you do with the get is nesina. You can do a lot of things in between. Let's say they do the ksiva saget, then he goes, he eats supper, and he davens ma'ariv, and he goes to sleep, and he davens shachris the next day, then he gives the get after shachris, he gives the get a week later, and he traveled to Eretz Yisrael between he came back. He can do whatever he wants, but he doesn't do any other ma'isim, any other pu'ulas to the get. Because of an asan, there shouldn't be any mechusa, there shouldn't be any ma'isa done to the get, in between the ksiva and the sinah. Mishena mechusa ve'ele ksiva nesina. Yotza zeh she mechusa ksiva ktsitsa unesina. If it's a mechusa maisa, if there was another maisa done in between the ksiva saget and the nesina saget, that would be possible. So the Taisus there quotes a chafal ha'am beis, quotes a pirush ha'bein ha'shmo, machleka is the Rashbam. And the other Balei HaTosfos, they say Maisa came up and there was a big machlekes. They wrote a get on a big piece of parchment, a big piece of paper, whatever it happens to be. In those days they were still writing on parchment, days of the Balei HaTosfos. They wrote a get on a big piece of parchment. It only takes up 14 lines. The get takes up 12 lines. The get, the gematria is 12. And the two chasimim said, then the husband decides, why should I give her such a big piece of parchment? It's worth a lot of money. So he cuts off the bottom part and he's only going to give her the top 14 lines. So it's a machlekes and taisvis, and we're machmer that that's called a lack of, that's mechusa mais. That's called mechusa mais. If he wrote the get on a piece of paper and then he cuts that piece of paper off from the larger piece, that's called mechusa mais. Let's say this we do all the time. Let's say a get is written in New York, the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. So they write the get in New York, then they send it in the mail to California. They don't send it to the wife. The mailman delivers a get that won't be kosher. The mailman was not appointed as a shliach. Years ago they used to have these movies or in the theater, the way the family, the couple lived in Europe and the husband came to America to earn some money. Then he decided he likes it in America, he's going to leave his wife there in Europe. So he would write a get in America, send it in the mail. The wife gets the mail, she opens up, lo and behold, she just got a get in the mail. So she would start crying, her husband just divorced her. So that's a joke. If you send a get in the mail, so it's not kosher, the mailman was not appointed as a shliach. If he's Jewish, and he's appointed as a shliach, so okay, and he has to say, Harei ze gitach, aboti hayim gureshes. He has to say so. So what we do is...
If midaraisa, you only need to write a little bit in a get, mm-hmm. So why isn't that called mechusa maisa, if you keep writing after what's required in midaraisa?
If it schmaltzes up the get, everything blends in, so that's not a hafsoket, that's a hemshech, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to be mafsik between hanocha shol yad and hanocha shol rosh. So mikir adin, the mechaber writes, all you should do is put on the first kricha, to hold it on the arm, and then you shouldn't do the rest, and put on the shol rosh right away. So that's how the mechaber recommends, that's how some tzaddikim follow. The mechaber just put on one kricha, and they put on the Sharosh, then you put on the rest. And then the Magen Avraham quotes from Moshe Kudavera, really, from the Maharil, before Moshe Kudavera, that if you do more, is also everything is a Hemshach. So you can put on the rest of the Krichas also, and everything is a Hemshach. And he gives, the Maharil gives as a mashal the din on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos unless you have a Mila Bizmano. So let's say the Moel already cut Basar Chayfes Reif HaTor. He cut off enough skin from the Or HaOrlo that the Mila is Kasha B'Yavid. But L'chatchila, Mishum Hider Mitzvah, the Gemara says she cut off all of the skin. You shouldn't even leave a miut. You shouldn't even leave Tzitz and Shemak when it's HaMila, a miut. So the Gemara says, calls man that the Moel didn't put on the bandage yet. He's considered, he's permitted to continue to be Mechal Shabbos, to continue to do the Bris Mila. Why? It's Mamash Achilu Shabbos, unnecessary. So the Gemara says, no, that's a Hemshech. That's a Hemshech of the Mitzvah.
But cutting a big piece of paper is not.
If the get is finished, and then he cuts off, so that wasn't necessary. That doesn't blend in with the Ksivas HaGet. So here, we have this. Let me just explain the detail. We have the following practice. When the husband lives in New York, the wife lives in California, so they write the get in New York, and then you're going to send it in the mail to California, and the husband is going to appoint a shliach there, and the shliach, lahilacha, will deliver the get. How can the shliach, lahilacha, deliver the get in California? He has to be present, b'shas siva nesina, he has to say b'fon an echta. Is the chamerika is also chutz l'aretz? So the Gemara says what you do is, the husband gives the get in New York to a shliach rishon, who will be watching when the Sefer writes the get and the Edom sign the get. And then the Shliach Rishon will appoint the Shliach Sheni in California. So the husband, the Shliach Rishon, before he appoints the Shliach Sheni, before he sends the get in the mail, says in front of the Bezdin, Befana Nechta. So then the Shliach Sheni in California, all he has to say is Shliach Beznani. I was appointed as a Shliach Lohailoche by the Shliach Rishon. And then the Shliach is a Shliach. The husband appoints a Shliach Rishon, the Shliach Rishon has the right to appoint a Shliach Sheni. So the Mishnayos have like that. If a Shliach is traveling around the world to find a wife in order to give her the get, and then the Shliach is Chola, he doesn't feel well, and he can't continue to travel around the whole world in order to give the get. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says, not a problem, let him give the get to a Shliach Sheni, and as he's about to give the get over to the Shliach Sheni, let him say, b'fon an echta. Then the Shliach Sheni, it's understood, he's not going to say before an Echad. So when he gives the get to the Isha, he just says in advance of giving the get, Shliach Beznani, I was appointed by the Shliach Rishon, and everything was done under the auspices of the Bezdan, and the Shliach before an Echad was taken care of. So that's what we do, Maisa Mechayam, we do like that. That whenever the get is going to be, whenever the husband is in one city and the wife is in a different city, so the husband appoints a Shliach Rishon, who says before an Echad, he has to be present, and then they send it in the mail. So when they send a get in the mail, so the Gemara talks about the possibility of mixing up get. How do you know that the get that he got in the mail is the get that was written in the Shema? Maybe someone else sent a get to Los Angeles. Bimikra happens to have the same father's name and the same mother's name. All the names are exactly the same. Pumped from New York to Los Angeles. How do you know that this get is the right get? So the answer is we put it in an envelope and he wrote. Special delivery, we sent it to the center. So it's not a guy. In the Gemara, times of the Gemara is talking about the Shliach La'alochas HaGet lost the get. He dropped the get. And then 5 hours later, he finds the get. How does he know that the get that he found is the same get that he lost? Maybe the get that he lost disappeared, and maybe another Shliach La'alochas was carrying another get, and B'mikreh happens to have all the same names. So the Gemara says, if you can identify the get, if you have simanim on the get, then you know. So what's traditionally, what's considered simanim on the get? So the Gemara says, nekev yesh b'tzad ois plaini. He says, I remember there was a hole on the fifth line on the fifth word. On the fifth letter in the fifth line, he remembers there was a hole on top. So that's what we do. Liesa says, really, the truth of the matter is, the get by us doesn't get lost. The Shliach Rishon sends it in the mail, special delivery, to the Shliach Sheni, California. He has his name and address. And they think, so you don't really need all this. But that's the minute that they make holes after they finish writing the get. So they make 3 holes. Why do they make 3 holes? The Gemara has 1 hole is enough. So the minute is not, in the days of the Gemara, it was rare that a get had a hole in it. So then a nekev, b'tzad ois plaini, was a simon muvik. Bismana said, that's what we always do. We always make holes. So you got to make 3 holes. So we make 3 holes on 3 different lines. On the 6th line you make a hole on the 12th letter, and on the 10th line you make a hole on the 14th letter, and on whatever, on top of the last signature, you make a hole after everything is all done. So they make three holes in three different places. So the Achrayim ask a kasha, when you take the get and you puncture holes, isn't that mechusa maisa? So the Rishayim explains, not mechusa maisa. When I have a piece of paper here, I have a get written over here. So I rip off this little bit. So how do you say in English? I ripped off the get. I detached the get from this? Or you say, no, I detached this little thing from the get. You didn't detach the get from the little piece of paper. You detached it. When you puncture holes in the get, you're not detaching the get from the little pieces of paper that remain. You're detaching the little holes from the rest. So the Taisa says over here that they wrote a get on a big piece of parchment, then they snipped it off on the bottom. It doesn't mean that they had one line left on the bottom. They had one line left on the bottom, thus that's called detaching the one line, detaching the 1 inch from the whole get. No, they had a big piece of paper, and half of the piece of paper or more, a big piece of paper was left behind. So you say, I cut off the get from the rest of the paper. Say the pu'ula that you did was done to the get. You don't say the pu'ula that you did was done to the piece of paper. I detached the paper from the get. I detached the get from the paper, because the piece of paper that's remaining behind is bigger than the get was. So that's considered mechusa maisa.
So in Joseph's case, you cut off 13 lines at a time, just 13 lines at a time, so you get 1 line.
Good question, I don't know. It's a good point, maybe that would be good, I don't know. Yeah.
How does the din of Basashin Salamin Ayn impact the idea when you lose the get? When you lose the get, the Basashin Salamin Ayn is the rope, it's the origin, things like that. But.
Similar issue, it's related. Yeah. I left some food on the table, and when I went away for an hour and I come back, so I don't know, maybe usually assume kanimtza kanhoy, I left it over here and I find over here, it's probably the same. So there the Chachamim made Gzeirat Rabbanon not to rely on that kanimtza kanhoy, to be concerned that maybe an animal came and switched it. If there's a non-Jew around who may want to switch it for Geneva purposes, he knows that kosher meat is healthier than non-kosher meat, so that's for sure a problem. But if there's no concern of a non-Jew coming and switching it b'toras geneva because the kosher food is healthier than the non-kosher food, so then the Gemara has exerted the Rabbanon that maybe the behemoth came and switched it. If there are behemoths walking around, if you don't have any behemoths, see over here they have the hefka bin right outside of the base medrash. So people a lot of times leave meat over there. So the one who leaves meat, he's telling you that it's kosher meat. It's eidecha nemen mitzvah. Doesn't have to say this is kosher meat. Everybody knows that's the hefker bin. When I come home and my wife gives me dinner, she doesn't say this is kosher food. She gives me the food. That's understood. That is kosher. That's eidecha nemen mitzvah. There's no dinner meat pihem. If there is such a possibility, the Taisus points out that we're not choshed the Nachri that is going to do lahachas. Only choshed the Nachri that is going to do, he's going to take the kosher food and replace it with non-kosher food, not lahachas, because he knows the kosher food is healthier. So let's say over here on the bin, the hefka bin. If the guards want to take it, they'll take it. They're not going to replace it with non-kosher food. Whoever takes from the bin, it takes it. You don't have to replace it. You have to be choshish. Maybe the guy took it and he replaced it with something kosher. La'achis. You don't have to be choshish for that. You're not choshish that the nochem is going to do la'achis. So by the get also, you don't have to be choshish that someone's going to do la'achis. Just have to be choshish. How do you identify? What constitutes simonim that workmen are taught to identify an object or a person? So that's going to be a whole discussion. When a simonim there, right? So when a simonim love there, right? How do we identify an object? They don't put the holes in the same place. They always arbitrarily pick, but because they're punching so many holes, so that's why they put three holes. Years ago, they only used to put one hole in the days of the Gemara. Nekad yesh b'tzadas plonis, so one hole was enough. And the Achronim say that Bizman Hazeh, since the minig is whenever we send a get in the mail, we punch a hole, so you got to have more than one hole. So they do three holes in three different places, but not always in the same place. They pick arbitrarily different places. So what kind of halacha is this? Yeah.
Even the parchment which is connected to the other, it's important that the halacha, even though let's say you have a parchment, it's something which is expensive.
Yeah.
Even though separating it from your get, it's still not considered a because maybe the parchment is the halacha, even though it's a small thing.
Right, so what do you say? Is he detaching the parchment from the get, or do you say he's detaching the get from the parchment? Pashtus is depends. Which is bigger? If the get is very big and the thing that you're cutting off is very small.
Could he's chas on the parchment? He's chas on the moment.
So you say he's cutting, so you say he's cutting off the parchment from the get. You don't say. Yeah, but you don't say he's cutting off the get from the parchment? The get is bigger? The get is bigger. The Pashtus says it depends which is the larger.
What if on that extra space you have left you write something else, like a pseudo or something, then you rip it and say you're ripping pseudo from the get out there or
whatever? I don't know. It's a good shot. I don't know. You got to work out the details. So so we have this din. We have a din. The Gemara seems to imply that it's a din deraisa, mechusa maisa. What's the nature of this din of mechusa maisa? So the Pashtus is that mechusa maisa. We're about to learn the Gemara, Dav Gimel, Dav Dala, we're going to learn it. The Pashtus in the Sugis of Mechus HaMais is a branch of the Din of Shalor Lishma. Lishma means, Lishma is not enough just you create a Chepta of a Get. Lishma means more than that, that the Ksiva is Mitzuref to the Nesina because the Ksiva is the Haskalos HaGerishin. So it has to be Mitzuref. So Mitzuref means you shouldn't have any Maisa HaMapsik. So whenever you have a Mechus HaMais, whenever you have a Maisa HaMapsik in between, so it's lacking in Lishma. We'll have to see the Gemara. Gemara is beferish like that. On Dav Dalet. The Gemara is going to talk about you wrote a get from Mechuba and then you cut it off. So is that called Mechusa Maisa or not? So the Gemara says, who says you need Lishma by the Ksiva Saget? Do you need Lishma only by the Chasima or do you need Lishma by the Ksiva? So with that part of the get that needs Ksiva Lishma, there's a din of Mechusa Maisa. The part that doesn't need Ksiva Lishma, there's not going to be a problem of Mechusa Maisa.
The Rambam institution says that
Meister Mechuber would apply with respect to Kesef Kiddushin as well. So there's no din of Lishma by Kesef Kiddushin, but how can it be a din of Mechusa Maisa? I mean, the Ran, a group of Rishonim say that you cannot be Mekadosh b'Mechuber. If at the time that you give the Kiddushin it's Mechuber, not Mechusa Maisa, you mean Mechuber.
You molded it, you cut it
all half, it would be good? Yeah, sure.
Because he's saying you're learning a hekesh havayas lahadati.
Right.
So
he holds that you need
nesina. Right. So if I start, there's a concern of mechusar maisa. So then wouldn't we say that by kesef kiddushin it should be?
I don't think so. I don't think the Ran says it. No. Because you don't need Lishma by kesef kiddushin. So the din of mechusar maisa is a prat, it's a detail within the din of Lishma. So by Kesef Kiddushin, you don't need Lishma.
But you're saying Mechuber is a separate.
Mechuber is a din. You need Nesina. The Ran and a group of Rishonim say you need Nesina by Kesef Kiddushin. So they hold that Mechuber is not good because it's lacking Nesina. So that's a dispute. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch.
By Shtar Kiddushin, Mechusa Maisa would be a problem?
Also a question. Yeah, Mechusa Maisa should be a question. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The Pashtus should be a problem. I'm pretty sure. Let me just close this up, and then we'll one of these days we'll get to learn the Gemara inside. Yeah, there is a din. Let's say the husband wrote to get lishma, and then he changes his mind. He's not going to divorce his wife. Then he changes his mind a second time. He decides he is going to divorce his wife. So let him give the old get that he gave that he wrote before. So the Gemara has a machlokes on lamed beis on the beis whether choyza megarish boy or ain't a choyza megarish boy. The husband wrote a get, or he had the sefer write a get for him, Lishma, and then he changes his mind and makes a declaration, I'm never, not that he decides going to wait till tomorrow. He says, I'm never going to use this get, I'm never going to divorce you, I love you, I'll never be mean to you, he's never going to divorce her. And then he changes his mind again, he is going to divorce her. So the Gemara has a machlekes, and there's a machlekes. So we pasken chozim the garbage bag. So the Rambam, Machlek has two opinions in Taisus. It's famous, the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam was like one of the views in Taisus, that if the husband made a declaration, I will never use this get, so he cancels the Lishma. Even if he decides later to give the get, it's no good because it's lacking Lishma. So Taisus says, lacking Lishma? What are you talking about? I wrote a mezuzah lishma, and then I decide never to use it. And then I change my mind. So you can break the lishma after you did it already. You baked matzahs lishma, and then you decide you're never going to use these matzahs for matzahs mitzvah. Then you change your mind again. See, what do you mean? You can cancel lishma after you made the chefza lishma. So the lishma was chal already. The tzitzis al lishma, the tefillin al lishma, and the matzah lishma. What do you mean? The get was written lishma is lishma. How can you cancel the lishma? So the answer, that's what Taisus explains, Alam and Beis, Alam and Beis. Lishma isn't only like tzitzis and tefillin and matzah. That's one part of Lishma. He made the cheft, so Lishma created a get. No, the other part of Lishma is that the ksiva has to be mitzuref to the nesina. So if it's mechusa, mais in between, that's mebatul tziruf. So this opinion in the Gemara holds, if the husband makes up his mind he's never going to use this get, so then this ksiva will never be mitzuref to the nesina. So then, even if he changes his mind later, decides he does want to give the get, that's considered a get. That's lacking lishma. The ksiva was not mitzuref to the nesina. That's the Rambam. It's known as the Rambam shita. But there's two opinions in Tosfos. How to read the Gemara? Tosfos has two girsas in the Gemara. Gita gufa mika miftel, gita gufa mika batel. Tosfos has two readings with a mem, without a mem. Shain on lamed base on the base. This is the background of the din of lishma. This is going to be very relevant for learning the Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta. Yeah. Yeah, what's the story with writing Shemus, with writing the names in the get? So that's a Mishnah. Maybe we'll start believing that there on Sunday morning this year. Regular time is about 11:30. So maybe Belinetta will start by discussing the din of Shemus in the get. What's the requirement to write the names of the husband and wife? Is that based on Lishma? It has nothing to do with Lishma. Shemus in the get does nothing to do. So the Mishnah about Shemus is on Lamed Dalet on the base. That's the question, whether the whole institution of writing names is min haTorah, min haRabbanon, what is it all about? And there's a famous Ranan, Daf Chof, who mentions the idea of Sfiras Dvarim. So maybe we'll start with that, then one of these days we will get to read the Gemara inside. Okay, I apologize, I have to go to Gibishia now downstairs.